Hello, I would like to buy a fish license, please.
A what?
A license for my pet fish, Eric.
How did you know my name was Eric?
No, my fish's name is Eric. Eric the fish. He's an halibut.
What?
He is an halibut.
You've got a pet halibut?
Yes, I chose him out of thousands. I didn't like the others, they were all too flat.
You must be a loony.
I am not a loony. Why should I be tired with the epithet loony merely because I have a pet halibut? I've heard tell that Sir Gerald Nabardo has a pet prawn called Simon. You wouldn't call him a loony. Furthermore, Dawn Palethorpe, the lady show jumper, had a clam called Stafford after the late Chancellor. Alan Bullock has two pikes, both called Chris, and Marcel Proust had an adduck. So if you're calling the author of A la recherche du temps perdu a loony, I shall have to ask you to step outside.
All right. A license?
Yes.
For a fish?
Yes.
You are a loony.
Look, it's a bleeding pet, isn't it? I got a license for me pet dog, Eric. I got a license for me pet cat, Eric.
You don't need a license for your cat.
I bleeding well do, and I got one. Can't be caught out there.
There is no such thing as a bloody cat license.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Isn't. Our bleeding got one. Look. What's that then?
This is a dog license with the word dog crossed out and cat written in crayon.
Man didn't have the right form.
What man?
The man from the cat detector van.
The loony detector van, you mean?
Look, it's people like you what cause unrest.
What cat detector van?
The cat detector van from the Ministry of Housing.
Housing?
It was spelt like that on the van. I'm very observant. I've never seen so many bleeding aerials. The man said their equipment could pinpoint a purr at 400 yards, and Eric, being such a happy cat, was a piece of cake.
How much did you pay for this?
60 quid and 8 for the fruit bat.
What fruit bat?
Eric the fruit bat.
Oh, your pet's called Eric.
There's nothing so odd about that. Kemal Ataturk had an entire menagerie called Abdo.
No, he didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
Did.
Oh, right.
Spoke like a gentleman, sir. Now, are you going to give me a fish license?
I promise you that there is no such thing. You don't need one.
In that case, give me a bee license.
A license for your pet bee?
Correct.
Called Eric. Eric the bee?
Nope.
No?
No. Eric the off bee. He had an accident.
You're off your chump.
Look, if you intend by that utilisation of an obscure colloquialism to imply that my sanity is not up to scratch, or indeed to deny the semi-existence of my little chum, Eric the RFB, I shall have to ask you to listen to this. Take it away, Eric the orchestra leader.
I want two, three, four.
Half a bee, philosophically, must ipso facto half not be. But half the bee has got to be a vis-a-vis its entity. Do you see? But can a bee be said to be or not to be an entire bee when half the bee is not a bee due to some ancient injury? Singing. A la dee dee, a 1, 2, 3. Eric the half a bee. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Eric the half a bee. Is this a wretched demi-bee? Half asleep upon my knee. Some freak from a menagerie? No, it's Eric the half a bee. A fiddly-dum, a fiddly-dee. Eric the half a bee. Ho, 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 tee-hee-hee. Eric the half a bee. I love this hive employee, bisected accidentally one summer afternoon by me. I love him carnally. He loves him carnally. Semi-carnally. The end.
Cyril Connolly?
No, semi-carnally.
Oh.
Cyril Connolly.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of What Do You... A new radio quiz game loosely based on all the old radio quiz games. The rules are very simple. We shall ask a team of two personalities, Lord Elpis...
Hello.
..and the Deaconess of Detroit...
Hello.
..a series of questions in either category, or special category. If they get it right, they get a... And if they get a wrong answer, they get a... from the studio audience. At the end of the contest, they will hear this... and they must stop immediately. At any point in the proceedings, they may be given a... which means they can ask for another question, or if they hear a... it's the fire alarm. When they want to interrupt a... or a... but not a... question, they must press their special buttons. Lord Elpis, will you press yours? And Deaconess, yours. If they get it right, they get 15 points on the scoreboard here, 4 letters on the radio blackboard for each correct part, and a shot from our mystery gunner. Like so. In the event of a tie, I shall start the clock, so, and there will be a choice of either a... or a... for the first of either the... contestant or the... contestant who can make the golden word Birmingham from his 4 letters, and he will get a... which will mean he's this week's winner. Right, well, those very simply are the rules. We'll be back again same time next week. Till then, goodbye from Lord Elpis.
Goodbye.
The Deaconess of Detroit.
Bye.
And from me, it's...
And now, here is a magnificent recording made in the Wye Valley of an ordinary travel agent's office. Note the huge-breasted typist in the back.